こんにちは。
こんにちは。バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。 iPhone のアプリでテキストを購入できますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。
お願いします。
この間ね、マイケルが病気で休んだんだけど、その時
申し訳ないです。
政府に消されたかみたいな言われてたけど、全然元気ですのでご心配なく。1個目。
You mean Monsanto, yeah?
Yeah. イスラエルのエルサレムで金曜日、第3回スラットウォークデモが開催されました。スラットウォークは文字通りヤリマンデモという意味ですが、きっかけは2011年にカナダのある警察官がレイプされたくなければ女性はヤリマンのような格好を避けるべきだと発言したことでした。参加した女性たちはスカートやビキニ姿で街を歩き、女性の服装や行動の自由を呼びかけました。イスラエルでは3人に1人の女性が何らかの性的暴行を受けた経験があると言われています。
The third annual Slut Walk March took place in Jerusalem last Friday. The marches are demonstrations calling for an end of sexual assault. The campaign was started by a group of Canadian women in 2011 after a police officer commented that if women wanted to avoid sexual assault, they should avoid dressing like sluts. Many of the women participating in the march dress in skirts or bikinis.In Israel, it is estimated that 1 in 3 women have experienced some form of sexual assault.
そう、このイスラエルでは3人に1人のって言ってるんだけど、世界平均を見てもそれも3人に1人が性的または身体的暴行を受けたことがある。
How are they getting these numbers? Just estimates
Just from
reported cases?
Yeah, だから多分もっとあるんだけど、日本だと例えば2012年の認知件数が1240件、で、まあ、10年間で減少傾向にはあるんだけど、これまた世界のその何レイプオーガナイゼーションみたいなとこあるじゃん、そういうところのデータを見ると大体 60% は警察に届けてないっていうスタティスティックスがあるから、まあこういうふうに出されている件数よりはもう多分もっともっとあるだろうっていうこと。まあこれね、その女性がレイプされた場合にその女性自身のせいだっていう考え方、
yeah.
あんまり日本だと話題にならないけど、世界ではね最近結構声高に言われてるよね、女性のせいではありませんっていう。
いや、
最近でもインドの政治家が同じようなことを発言して、そのレイプされるのは女性の服装のせいだとか、あとブラジルでもこの間全国のサーベイで 65% の人が、まあ、レイプされる側にも問題があるみたいな思ってるっていう衝撃の結果が出て、すごいネットでも炎上というか話題になってたけど、
This is an issue that keeps resurfacing、and there were some high profile like conservative politicians in the states that had said things kind of similar to this, thatit's you have the responsibility to not dress in a provocative way if you don't want to get
raped,
which is understandably that's offensive、
yeah.
to women that are victim of a crime that's、
yeah.
completely in those cases perpetrated by some creepy male dude、yeah. in a dark alley that just jumps out of nowhere.
Yep. そうなの。だから服装でノーと言ったところで、じゃあやめてくれるんですかって言ったらそういうわけでもないじゃん、じゃあスカートじゃなくてパンツ履いてたらレイプされないんですかって言ったらそういうわけでもないし、
Well, look in places like India or the Middle East where women do dress fairly conservatively,
yeah,
and the rape statistics there or sexual assault statistics there aren't better than they are in places like California where people dressYou know, not slutty, but in a more provocative way.
そうなの。で、しかも、まあ、よく言われるのは3分の2ぐらいの確率でレイプ犯は知り合い、もう他人じゃなくて友達とか、知ってる人なんだよね。だからね、その格好を言われるのはムカつくよね、そりゃ。なんか別に何を着てたからってレイプしていいっていうもんではないじゃん。 Right?
So, yeah. I mean, the fault is obviously with the attacker.
So,
But there is some reality there to that statement, right? Your risks are higher if you're wearing something that's extremely provocative and you're walking around at 2 a.m.
Yeah, it is possible.
Drunk.
Yeah, it is possible. But like, まあ、かといってやっぱりこう女性にじゃあこういう格好しなさいとか強制するよりも男にレイプするなっていう方が重要だよね。
Yeah, but men are going to rape. That's just that's reality.
Yeah,
I think it's just
the
way
tone.
It's not the tone, but the way that it's actually being said is telling women not to do something is not, that's just the wrong way to approach the issue.
Yeah.
You know, you can let women know like, oh, if you dress provocatively and you're by yourself and you're drunk, you might be setting yourself up. Your risks of being a victim are going to be greater.
Yeah.
But to actually suggest that victims of this are somehow at fault is a bit ridiculous.
あとそのやっぱり全く知らない他人だったらもうレイプって、ね、イコールもうすぐ犯罪っていうイメージがあるけども、yeah. 知り合いとかで例えば家で飲んでて酔っ払っちゃってとかだとやってる側も多分あんまり犯罪っていう意識がないと思うんだよね。だから、mm. そうやってスカート履いてきたからじゃんみたいな感じで軽く言うけど、されてる側からするとね、もう本当に一生心に傷ができる可能性もあるわけだから、いやだから特にこういう政治家とかね、おまわりさんとかはやっぱり言うことを気をつけた方がいいよね、
mm.
言う前にちょっと、まあ、だこれ言うのみんな男性だけどね。
Did you see pictures from the slut walk?
Yeah, yeah. みんなねこうピケットサインズ持って、
Didn't they seem dressed surprisingly conservative? I was looking at the picture,
ね、
I was like, wait, this isn't is this slutty in Israel?This doesn't really seem
that
slutty.
It's possible though. Maybe in Israel it is
Tokyo's
slutty.
Tokyo's a million times sluttier than that, even when there's no slut walk.
しかもね、definition of, てか, what does it mean? Like, なんかそのスラッっぽい服装、やりまんっぽい服装ってそもそも何よっていうことじゃん。そう、なんて、例えば、すごい肌を隠しててもやりまんの人もいると思うし、肌出してても処女かもしれないし、それを男性が、何、レイプ犯とかが外から見て、あこいつやりまんだなとかそうやって判断するものではないじゃん、
mm.
でやりまんだったらじゃあレイプしていいかって言ったらそういうわけじゃないし全然、
mm.
So yeah, it's pretty messed up. まあでもこうやってね、あの話題になってるから、日本だとねこれあんまり聞かないんだけどね、そのやっぱりレイプ自体があんまり話題にならないからね、
ね、
うん、ルーフィーとかさ全然聞かないし、別にそういうケースがないっていうわけじゃないと思うんだけどね、日本でも。
I think there have been some date rape cases in the news here, haven't there?
わかんない。まあでも強制わいせつとかね、痴漢とかよくあるけど。
I heard about
it
happening
when
I was in high school.
Oh, yeah?
That it was happening to some people.
Okay. Oh, that sucks. そうでも、そう、痴漢とかもそうだよ。別に、何、じゃあ、短いスカート履いてるから痴漢されても仕方ないとかそういうことじゃないじゃん、もう痴漢自体が犯罪だから、
mm.
ね、ああ、so gross.
This is this reminds me of that case where the dean at Duke University、
mm.
said that it's the male's responsibility to get consent of a female if they're both drunk, because there's this、mm. this other issue ofWhat is rape? What、
yeah.
is sexual assault?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you have two adults that are both completely housed,
yeah,
you know, who's oftentimes the, I don't know about oftentimes, but sometimes the girl regrets
yeah, yeah.
that interaction.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, we'll say that it was sexual assault.
Mm.
But the reality is that neither of those people were really...You know,
yeah,
had a good handle on the situation.
難しいよね。女性もだからそれを逆手にとって男性を貶めるのはいけないし、ね、大変なことだし、それはそれで。だからやっぱり。
So what do you think of that statement? That this dean was saying that it's the male's responsibility? Because a lot of people in the U.S. were upset by this, saying that, you know, why is it the male's responsibility? It should be equal responsibility.
I don't think that it's male's responsibility. I think the word responsibility is too, I don't know, it's kind of misleading. I think if you're a guy and if you want to protect yourself, then yeah, maybe you want to make sure that the girl actually wants to have sex with you, you know, not just like,
well, in this particular case,
unconscious.
In this particular case, they were both pretty drunk.
Okay.
And by witness accounts, the girl, there were people that saw them together.
Oh, okay.
And they were having a good time. They were laughing. They were joking around.
Okay.
And then they had sex.
Yeah.
And like partway through, the girl started crying. And so the guy stopped.
Okay.
And then she like texted her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, that she got raped?
That she got raped.
Oh.
And so the dude was like, what?
okay. まあだからそこ純粋に本当に勘違いというかさ、ミスコミュニケーションみたいなこともありえるからね。怖いって言えば怖いよね。
The thing is, she could have been raped, or maybe she wasn't raped. It's really hard for anyone to really know.
Yeah.
Including the two people that were involved.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if you're drunk.
Yeah.
そうだね。そこになると難しいね、確かにね。まあ、だからお互い気をつけないといけないよね。あのそういうイノセントな男性と、あと女性側もね。
So I don't really agree that it's just the male's responsibility in that situation.
Yeah. It's not. I don't think it's the responsibility. I think it's something that guys can keep in mind, you know, to protect themselves later if something goes wrong, you know.
Yeah, guys. I think guys have to be really careful from a legal standpoint. And obviously, women need to be careful because they just don't have the physicality to control those situations.
Yeah, そうね。次、パキスタンで親族の反対を押し切って結婚したという理由で妊娠中の女性ファルザーナ・パルヴィーンさんが父親や兄弟を含む20人以上の女性にレンガなどを投げつけられ殺害されました。これは高等裁判所の前で起き、警察官も周りにいましたが見ているだけでした。さらにこの女性の夫が6年前にファルザーナさんと出会った際に当時結婚していた最初の妻を絞殺していたことが発覚しました。最初の妻の家族との示談が成立したためすぐに釈放されたとのことです。パキスタンでは昨年だけでも1000人以上の女性が名誉殺人のもと殺害されています。
25-year-old Farzana Parveen of Pakistan was murdered last week after marrying someone without her family's consent. A group of more than 20 people, including her own family members, stoned her to death in front of the Supreme Court in Lahore, Pakistan. It turns out that 6 years ago, when Farzana met her husband, he was already married to another woman. In order to reconcile this and be with Farzana, he murdered his wife and paid off her family.
そう、あの無駄にね、悲しいニュースあんまり選ばないようにしてるんだけど、これはあの名誉殺人っていう意味で興味深いなと思ってちょっと選んでみたんだけど、名誉殺人ってね、あんまりこう日本だと今の日本だと馴染みがないから、でちょっと見てみたんだけど、パキスタンだと賠償金を払えばまあ許されるみたいな示談が多いから有罪になることが少ないんだって。でさらにその政府よりも地方の部族みたいな、もうなんか地方のルールにのっとってみたいなのが強すぎちゃって、あんまりその警察がどうこうとかいうことにならないらしいんだよね。だからその名誉殺人が今でも行われてる。
So the reason why her family murdered her along with these other people was just marrying someone without their consent.
Yep. So
and are arranged marriages common?
Yeah.
In that area?
Yes.
They are, yeah.
だから大体その名誉殺人の主な原因っていうのはこういう感じで、家族が応援してないのに結婚したりとか、あの何、inherit した土地を娘が持ってて、で外の人と結婚するとその土地が家族のものじゃなくなっちゃうじゃん。だそれが嫌だとか、まあ、あとはあのこのファルザーナさんの夫みたいに なんか他に不倫とかしてて自分の奥さんが邪魔になったから殺しちゃえみたいな、
うん、
でだけどやっぱり示談が多いし、例えばお父さんが娘を殺したりすると家族間の問題だから、あんまりその捕まらないらしいんだよね。
It's so mind-boggling.
Yeah, right?
I kind of at first it was like I kind of agree with the family for being upset.
What?
That she would want to murder this, or she would want to marry this murderer, right?
Ah, so
it's like, you're gonna marry this crazy murderer?
Yeah.
Like he just killed his last wife.
Yeah.
But the answer to that is obviously not to stone her to death. Like,
yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah, and also I don't know if that's the reason why this family was against this marriage to begin with.
Mm.Well, it should have been.
そうで、パキスタンでちょうどね、新しい研究結果で、この honor killing についてどう思いますかっていうのをパキスタンでサーベイしたのが出てたの。そしたら10人に4人は仕方ないと思ってる。で、殺される女性の方に責任がある場合があるっていうふうに答えてるんだよね。だから日本で暮らしてて普通だと思ってることがいかに世界の他の場所で普通じゃないかっていう、この時代でもね、ネットとかあって他の国の情報とか得られたとしても、でイランとかサウジとかになってくると、あの強姦、さっきの話じゃないけどレイプされた被害者も honor killing の対象になって殺されたりするんだよね。その家族に、この家族の名前に不名誉をもたらしたみたいな、からお前は死ねみたいな。 So it's just it's
how much
just
of this
more incomprehensible.
How much of this is rooted in religious practice and how much of that is just cultural?
これほとんど cultural だよね。だから、
really?
この事件を受けて、そのイスラム教のリーダーの人たちはもうこれは全然イスラム教の教えじゃないし、あのこんなことあってはいけませんっていうのを必死に言ってる。なんでかっていうと、やっぱり中東とかこういうイスラム今日の国でこういうカルチャーがあるから、他の世界の人から見ると、yeah. わイスラム教が悪いんだってなっちゃうじゃん、どうしても。でもこれはイスラム教の教えじゃなくて文化なんだよね、国の。だからそこは
Yeah, but that culture oftentimes stems from religious practices or religious ideologies that
yeah, but,
were there.
Yeah, but I think this one is pretty separate fromthe religion, or maybe it existed before the religion came to them, because if you look at Islam,
well, that religion's definitely been there first.
I don't know, but it's pretty,
shit.
It's pretty cultural. Like if you talk to people who's Islam, then they usually talk about this. Like, なんか文化的なことと宗教的なことがごっちゃになっちゃって。Mm-hmm.あのすぐやっぱりこうアイスラム教はみたいな感じで言われちゃうけど、実際にあのイスラム教がどういうことを言ってるか見てみると、その家族、例えばその姦通とかの罪を犯した場合でも家族がその娘を殺したりする権利はないって書いてあるんだよね、一応。だからあのそう、文化の問題で日本にもあったんだよ。
This?
Honor killingWe had this in 室町幕府とか江戸幕府の時は、あの premarital marriage とか、premarital sex とか、あの affair とか、
yeah.
sexual affair みたいなしたら、あの殺してもいいみたいなのがあったの、日本にも。 And that's culture too.
It that just seems like a form of it's just an attempt to control people through fear.
I guess.
That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah.でもそれがなんだろう、実際に何
like how do you control women if you don't want women to do this, if you don't want women to behave a certain way,
yeah,
you know, it seems like this is the only, that's the only purpose that this could serve.
そうね、よくあれもあるよね、あとミスコンに出た女性をこうなんか脅迫したり殺そうとしたりあのするっていう、だからこう水着でテレビに出たりとか。
I wonder how they feel about the slut walks.
本当だよ、そうだよ。だからスラットウォークなんかもうできたもんじゃないよ、本当に。もうだからレイプされた女性はもうその女性が悪いことになっちゃうから。
No slut walks in Pakistan?
Definitely not, I guess.
No.
まあイランとかサウジとかね。だからその 強姦された人が特にその結婚してない場合はもうその人は Oh my god プリマリタルセックスしたからもうお前はダメみたいな感じだよ、うん、So it's crazy でこの Honor killing の被害者の数も It's unknown really becauseWasn't there, not all of them are reported, I
wasn't
think.
there some tradition of women actually committing suicide? Like、burning themselves to death? Wasn't there something about
burning
that?
Burning themselves? Yeah. I've heard of women getting burned by their families, but I don't know. I don't know about this suicide thing. あの、有名ななんか女の人いたよね。She wrote a book.She got, なんか変な硫酸みたいな家族にかけられて顔がなんか焼けちゃって、
hmm.
And that was because she tried to marry someone outside of arranged marriage とかなんかそんな感じ
All this marriage shit causes so many problems
そうだね
Like everywhere
Yeah 確かにだからねこ
Even Russian billionaires aren't immune
そうだからその辺になるとさもうなんていうの慰謝料がどうのとかそういう話なんか親権をどっちが取るとかそんな問題じゃないからねこっちは、
yeah.
もう命に関わるじゃんとかだって夫がさ他の女好きになっちゃったら自分殺される可能性あるんだよ It's like
think,
what?
Yeah, think about the
so
difference
fucked up.
In the US if you find yourself a new woman and you want to divorce and get with this new chick
yeah.
Say goodbye to like half of your shit probably your children
Yeah.
Your house, like all kinds of stuff.
And your reputation.
Your beamer. Meanwhile, in Pakistan, the wife is murdered and
yeah.
the guy just pays off the family. Like
yeah.
it's completely different rules.
Yeah, そうなの。だから法の動き方がそもそも違うからね。
Is anyone getting it right?
It's just crazy pants. 次。25歳の欧州系ブラジル人の男性が韓国に短期留学中に韓国人の顔に憧れて10回以上整形手術をし話題となっていますかけた費用は総額750万円でブロンドの髪は茶色く染め青い目はカラコンで黒くしているそうです
A Brazilian man has had over 10 plastic surgeries plastic surgery operations in order to look more like an ethnic Korean25-year-old European Brazilian man now goes by the name Sean.
I think so.
He also wears dark color contacts and has dyed his hair black. Apparently, he had been in Korea as an exchange student and became fascinated with the idea of cosmetic surgery.
So, これネットですごい話題になってて、まあその Westerner がアジア人の見た目になりたいっていうのが珍しい。っていうことですごいニュースになってると思うんだけど逆はねよくあるじゃんあのアジア人がこう白人っぽく、mm-hmm. 整形するっていうのはでも750万って結構すごい額じゃない写真見る限りだとなんか目以外あんまりよく違いが分かんなかったけど
Oh, he looked way different
He looks different but
looks
I can't really tell like where else he I mean この750万もかかってんだみたいな確かに目はね全然違う
is this an illness you think is this、
What?
some form of
like self-image?
body image dysmorphia because if you know people someone who's not fat is like oh I need to lose weight like I need and they like lose a little bit too much weight and everyone's like oh my god you're anorexic you have you know body image problems and then some dude gets plastic surgery and becomes Asian and everyone's like oh he has no you know this isn't a body image thing you know he can do what he wants
I don't know if this
I mean,
is illness but でも韓国人
but the question isn't ridiculous
でもこれさ韓国人っていうよりも K-POP スターみたいな顔になったよねじゃない、
you're implying that there's a big difference
yeah like 韓国人じゃなくて韓国整形してる韓国人の顔になった感じじゃないわかる、なんか一般的な韓国人ではないじゃん
Yeah, I suppose
なんかそれも面白くない整形してる誰かに憧れるっていう
that's what Koreans are doing as well and that's what Japanese people do as well you know, you want to get cosmetic surgery to look like you know, Amuro Namie or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're not going to get... He doesn't want to
just...
He's just kind of doing what the Koreans... some Korean people do, you know,
right, yeah.
to try to look like a star.
Yeah.
No one's getting plastic surgery to look like.
まあね。一般の人。結構人種が変わっちゃってる感じ。だからその例えばアジア人が白人っぽい整形手術を施したところで、まあ白人には見えないじゃん。まあアジア人、白人っぽいアジア人になるだけだけど、この人結構さもう。なんか人種変わっちゃってるというか何人ですかみたいな感じじゃない？これパスポートとかどうすんの？ Can he leave Korea? Like, can he go back to his country? だってパスポート出したら絶対さえってなるよね。
Yeah, how does the whole、plastic surgery passport thing work? I haven't really thought about that.
でも最近なんか話題になってたよね。こうなんかその証明書みたいなの発行してくれるみたいな韓国で。顔が変わりすぎて韓国で整形した観光客が帰れなくなっちゃうからなんか証明書みたいなのを発行しますみたいな、うん、I don't know how common it is but でもこんだけ顔変わっちゃうとさも
It's getting really hard to ID people then, huh?
うん
It's funny in that movie Minority Report with
yeah.
Tom Cruise
yeah, yeah.
all he has to do is change his eyes and now he can just
yeah, yeah,
now
yeah,
he can
yeah.
just go wherever
yeah.
it's so easy
yeah, yeah.
but we have people changing their entire faces already
そうだよ
like, that's way more extreme than the Minority Report
yeah 本当だよ
guy
しかも目もカラコンもしてるしだから親とかもさ自分の息子だって気づかないよね like he went to Korea to study he comes back and then he looks totally differentLike, mm. おかえりって、おかえりどころじゃないよね。どうすんのこれ。どうしてんだろうね。
It's,
顔が超変わった場合、その証明、ね、個人、なんていうの、ID?、
Mm.
写真とか。大丈夫なのかね。
They just came out with this new, study or this new research.That、
yeah.
pinpointed the exact gene that's、mm. responsible for hair color.
Okay.
And so they can actually、
ah.
change、
wow.
Your genes so that you'll have blonde hair.
Oh.
So if you want your kid to have blonde hair instead of
black
hair, you can
do it.
Do it. Not yet, but they're capable of doing this.
Technically, yeah. Yeah.That's kind of boring.
If you're like a gyaru that dyes her hair all the time, and you're always having these dark roots come out, and you're like, oh no, maybe、
yeah.
you should just go ahead and get the gene thing done.
でもどうだろう。でも毎回結構みんな違う色に染めたりとかするから、生まれつきその色が良かったかって言ったらそれはまた別なんじゃないの。わかんないけど。
うん。
でもここまで自分の顔変えるって相当の覚悟じゃない？絶対後悔しないって分かってないと。だから多分彼はそういうふうに。
You can just dye it. You can dye it black if you.
No, no, no. I mean, if you change your face this much like this guy,
yeah,
that requires a lot of 覚悟 That you won't,、
yeah.
you will never、yeah. regret this. じゃない？
Mm. What do you think of that? That dude that became the Ken doll.
Oh my god, バービーもいるよね。バービーになりたくてバービーになっちゃった。なんか
But the Barbie chick says that she hasn't had that much plastic surgery done.
いや、絶対嘘だよ。だってもうウエストも本当に手のひらサイズみたいな感じで、顔もなんかツルッとしてて、すごい。
Is that using the corset?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうそうそう。
That corset shit is ridiculous.
怖いよね。そうそうそう。すっごい細いよ。内臓どこ行っちゃったのみたいな感じ。
Have you seen the, Like the world's skinniest waist
yeah, 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 yeah.
person
yeah, yeah, yeah.
with this corset that just keeps cranking it.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
like there's like at the narrowest point, there's nothing left except for like the spine.
Yeah, 怖いよね。
Like spine だけ。
絶対体に悪いよ。
All the organs have gone up.
でも、I might be biased, but Barbie とケンどっちもいるじゃん。Barbie になっちゃった人とケンになっちゃった人。Mm.バービーの方がまだ生理的に大丈夫。ケンの方がなんかやっぱ男性で ああいうなんかメイクしてるしちょっと怖いよね。
Yeah, the dude's face doesn't move properly.
Yeah, it reminds me of, no offense really, it's just my own opinion, but it really reminds me of Texas Chainsaw Massacre where the killer is wearing someone's face.
So rude.
No offense.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, where they, this murderer guy like wears the victim's face and it's just like, you know, it's just skin, so it doesn't move properly, and it's, you know, kind of like a, I don't know, but it just reminds me of that. I'm sorry if if any Kendall is listening to our podcast.
How does that stuff, do you know anyone that's had serious plastic surgery? Have you?
Serious?
I've never really like gotten to inspect a finished face.
目を思い切りいじった子とか鼻入れた子もいるし、まあ、あとおっぱいとかね、はいる。あとほっぺ、頬骨を削って顎も削るみたいなとか、まあ、目は結構いるね。でも周りでもまあ、すごい分かりやすい人から、まあ、ちょっとあんまりあ、へえ整形だったんだみたいな、全然分かんなかったみたいな場合もあるけど、鼻は結構わかるね。でも
If people can tell, is there no point? Or
いや私ね、この間それすごい考えてたの。From evolutionary standpoint,
it seems like people have just given up on the secret aspect. It's just kind of like, oh yeah, I had my eyes like
From evolutionary standpoint, 人間ってその好みの顔とか相手を見てるときにやっぱりそれで DNA 情報を汲み取ってるわけじゃん、相手の顔を見て。で、あ、こういう DNA 情報を後世に残したいなと思ってメイクするわけでしょ。
sure, yeah.
だからその整形するっていうことは、まあ、ある意味エボリューショナリースタンポイントから言うとメイティングする相手を騙してるわけじゃん、マスクをつけるみたいな感じで。そうすると
Same as makeup, but yeah.
そうするとやっぱりそのあこの DNA がいいなと思って、とまあ無意識に思ってるのが騙されちゃってるわけだから、 evolutionary standpoint it's not good as human species, it's beneficial for this individual who's deceiving other people, but as human species it's not good. That's why it's there's still like two, you know, teams like pro and con people, like いいじゃんっていう人と、いやでもやっぱり嫌だよねっていう人がいるのはそういう理由だと思うんだよね。Do you know what I mean? It can be beneficial to individuals, but it is harmful. Well, harmful is kind of a strong word, but it is harmful for human species.
Yeah, but I think we should be able to do what we want. And you have shitty eyesight, yeah?
Yeah, so I'm just saying that I'm just analyzing this, you know, like why this debate still exists in 2014. I think plastic surgery has been around for decades now, yeah? So 昨日すごい考えたの。これはどういうことだろうと思って。だからこのディベート多分いつまでも決着つかないと思うよ、人類は。このまま。このインディビジュアルのベネフィット、このスピーシーとしてのベネフィット。
Well, once we're doing all the plastic surgery stuff with just genetics, I think it'll be different.
そうだね、そうそうそう。でも、
So, the whole evolution thing, I think we're done with evolution. It's too slow.Everything else is moving too fast for evolution. It can't keep up. So,
てかね、もうevolveしてないから、だから私みたいなコンタクトして目悪い人が普通に結婚して子供が産める時点でも進化としては間違ってるじゃん。Right?
Well, you may have other redeeming qualities, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, じゃない。だから人類はいつまで経っても目が良くならないわけだし。って考えるとね、もうエボリューションっていう観点では諦めて、じゃあ表面上だけ見た目が良ければいいから整形を容認するかっていうことになるよね、とかね、ずっと考えてるともうエンドレスだよ。It's really interesting.
Thanks for the, inconclusive rant. A study by the Institute of Cancer Research in London found that sleeping in a room with too much light may cause weight gain.In the study, which was published in the American Journal of Epidemiology, researchers asked 113,000 women to rate the amount of light in their bedrooms, and their answers were compared to several measures of obesity, the study found a strong association between sleeping in a light room and being overweight. Professor Dirk Jan Dyke from the Surrey Sleep Center said, "People in general are not aware of the light present in their bedroom. I think people should assess their bedroom and see how easy it would be to make it darker."
ロンドンのがん研究所が明るい部屋で寝ることと体重が増加することに関連性を発見しました。この研究では11万3000人の女性を対象に寝るときの寝室の明るさと肥満傾向をチェックしました。すると部屋の明るさと肥満度に関連性が見られました。研究を率いたドゥーク・ジャン・ダイク教授は、人々が寝室の明るさ加減を普段あまり意識していないことを指摘した上で、改善策として寝室を暗くするのはとても簡単だと述べています。
Do you sleep in darkness? Like total darkness?
Total?
How dark is your... Can you see across the room?
No.
Can you see...
Sometimes.
Like if you had to get up and walk across the room, could you see well enough to do that?
目が慣れないとできないぐらいには暗いでも。
Well, when your eyes are adjusted.
I could, but my room gets pretty dark.
Pretty dark.
Yeah, at night. でもカーテン半分開けて寝てたりとか全部開けて寝てるけど。So that it's easier for me to wake up in the morning. But, でもこれって部屋、明るい部屋で、明るいってどういうこと？その自然光がってこと？それとも電気つけっぱなしで寝ちゃってる人がいるとかそういう意味？
So they asked these people to rate the darkness of their bedrooms.
Yeah.
From like you can see 普通に to you can see across the room or you can see your hands, like there's different levels of dark. I mean, they're all dark. I don't think that many of the women were just sleeping with the light on. But there are people that sleep with a nightlight, or people that sleep and they have like a clock next to them, or a lot of it is artificial light produced by electronics and stuff. Like your Wi-Fi router.
Yeah, I think that's why I can say that my room is pretty dark, even though there are some buildings in front of my apartment.だからライトあるんだけど、自分の部屋の中に、てか、ね、自分の寝室にそういえば電気製品がないのね、全然。だからその時計のライトとかもないし、maybe that's why.
That's good. So the what they think is actually causing this is it's known that artificial light can actually disrupt the body's clock, which delays the production of sleep hormone melatonin.
Okay.
So our bodies actually respond to light. Our eyes do as well. So if you're looking at a screen before you go to bed, it can be hard to fall asleep. And they actually have various light treatments too.
Okay.
They have like red light treatments for your skin. They have the blue lights at train stations that you won't kill yourself. So our bodies kind of respond to light this way. So, I mean, this study is just an association. They haven't established causation. But this is the hypothesis.
Assumption. Okay. じゃあ、なんか子供とかさ、よく怖いから、ちょっとね、ナイトスタンドつけたまま寝たいとか、廊下の電気つけてドア開けたまま寝たいとかあるけど、あんまり良くないんだね、じゃあね。
We're designed for starlight.
まあそうだよね。普通に考えたらね。
Or less even. If, I don't know.
そうだよね。
If you're a caveman and you're in a cave, it's probably pretty dark.
Yeah, そうだよね。まあ不自然だもんね。周りにライトがついてる状態で寝るっていうのは、動物的に。
I live, my place is Wanluma.So I'm stuck with all my electronics.
Yeah, そっか。
And it's, you know, stuff these days, you don't really turn everything off.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, true.
You don't turn off your Wi-Fi base station.
Yeah.
You don't turn off, even laptops, we don't really turn them off anymore. You just close it, and then it has this little blinking light. So I have like...
Everything blinking.
I probably have at least 10 different little lights.
Yeah.
that are on, and the only way to turn them off is to just go flip the breaker, right?
Yeah. まあだからこのそうだろうね。なんかワンルームじゃない方がいいよね。そのこの研究の結果からすると要は、ね。寝室は結構真っ暗な方。
Can you even fall asleep if there's light in your room?
夜は消さないと寝れないから結構暗い方が好き。昼寝とかするとしてもライトは消してるかも。
I think this issue is actually a more serious issue in Japan than it is in some other parts of the world because the sun comes up so early.
そうだね。
And the sun's showing up. It's starting to get light outside at like 4:30. We're still sleeping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone's, well, not everyone, but almost everyone's still sleeping.
Yeah.いやだから本当はさ日本に住んでる人っていうのはあの朝5時6時に起きて夜もう9時10時とかには寝た方がいいんじゃないかと思ってんだけど
Yeah, absolutely、
ね、だからできればだけどね
But that's not how it works it's、
ね、仕事してる人は無理だからね
It's kind of ridiculous but everyone starts working at like 8 in the morning、
yeah.
and it's been light outside for like
そう
3、4 hours. It's so weird. So you get off work and it's dark already.
だから猪瀬さんがやろうとしてたさ、サマータイムのやつやった方が良かったと思うよ、マミは。1時間早くするやつ。
I think they should just move the whole thing.
Daylight もったいないよね。
Not just summertime.
日本日照時間短いじゃん。だからもったいなくない？なんか明るい時寝てるって。ね。
That's why I have these curtains that are like
really thick,
super thick black curtains.
でもこれをやっちゃうと私は朝起きれないんだよね。真っ暗すぎちゃってなんか今何時みたいな。
Yeah, so we don't even have the option of operating on that natural clock unless you want to wake up at like 4:30, which I just can't do it.
That's what I do. That's why I'm like obachan.なんかもう開けっぱで寝てるから4時半とか5時になると明るいじゃん。で、猫ももう起きてるし、で一緒に起きちゃって夜も9時とか10時に寝たい感じ。テレビとかみんなが寝てる時間にもう寝るみたいな。It's nice to live with an animal because they have their own 何から体内時計じゃん。
You said that Barutan interrupts your sleep all the time.
Yeah, when he was small, yes. Now it's okay. But, you know, I think when the cat is really small, like a kitten, they just don't sleep at all. And they're just too energetic and they want you to play with them. So, 全然寝れなかった。だから人間の赤ちゃんと一緒、多分。人間の赤ちゃんも最初すごいじゃん、夜泣きとか。でもだんだんね、こう慣れていって普通に寝れるようになるけど。Yeah.People should just get a cat. 全部の結論。
次。The National Security Agency intercepts millions of images per day, including about 55,000 images as part of its global facial recognition surveillance operation. This is in line with a shift from focusing on written and oral messages to also leveraging fingerprints, facial recognition, and other potential clues for tracking suspected terrorists as well.The NSA is using advanced facial recognition technologies in order to take advantage of the flow of images included in emails, text messages, social media, video conferences, and other communications.
NSA は自動顔認識機能を搭載した監視システムのために、インターネット上で1日約5万5000枚の顔写真を集めていることが明らかになりました。近年犯罪者の特定や捜索の際に指紋や顔認証を利用するケースが増えておりそれに対応するためと考えられます NSA の高度な顔認識技術を使うとソーシャルメディアの投稿写真やメールの添付画像から個人を特定できるようになります集めすぎ集めすぎいろいろ怖い怖いでもね確かに
The Brazilian guy is actually a terroristIn preparation.
そうだねって思われるよね。でも確かにね、みんなが自ら投稿してるわけだもんね。ほいほい。私もそうですけど、だからそれ集めるの簡単だよね。確かにサンプルが どんだけあんのっていう話だもんね。
I totally saw this coming as soon as the、Facebook had their facial recognition.
Yeah, I know.
And it's gotten super good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really good.
Facebook can recognize you better than people can, I feel like.
そう、あの、何、いっぱい人が写ってる暗いなんかクラブでの写真とかでも平気でさ、
It just picks you out in the back. You didn't even see yourself.
そうそうそう、やってくるもんね、あれ。怖いよね。あれ便利だけど怖いよね。確かにあれが最初出てきた時、え、怖っと思って嫌だったけど、慣れちゃってもうあんまり考えないけどね。
What? やっぱ慣れて怖い。It absolutely creeps me out. I still don't like it.
慣れて怖いよ。やっぱ慣れちゃったもん。でたまになんか変なバックグラウンド全然知らない人がさ、これはコリンですかみたいな言われると笑っちゃうけどね。でも結構 accurate だよね。
It's pretty accurate.
They definitely know what I look like.
And we know that、these companies were working with the NSA、already.
Yeah. 怖いね。この間ね、スノーデンの話をやろうと思ったんだよ。でやらなかったけど、あのスノーデンが
He was a spy.
スパイだったっていう。で日本にもさ出るかなんかの社員として来てたじゃん。それもそうだったのかなとか思いつつ。
He's trying to go back to the U.S.
Well, he said he wants to, right? But I don't know if he's actually trying to, because that would be a really bad idea, at least right now. He just said like if he could, he would want to go back, and that's 当たり前, right? Because that's where he's from. That's、yeah. where his fiance and family and everybody.
Is he still cool with this?Fiance?
わかんない。どうしてんだろうね。
What happened with that whole thing?
わかんない。どうしてんだろうね。かわいそうだよね。いや。
He probably just wants to get out of Russia. It's getting too crazy over there.
Yeah, and it's pretty understandable that he wants to go back to where he's from. Right? When he didn't do anything wrong, really.
So this facial recognition technology... You know they have cameras everywhere now.
Yep.
Cameras in the train station.
Yep.
Cameras on the street when you're driving. Cameras at the airport. Cameras at the konbini. Cameras everywhere.
Yep.
And assuming the NSA has access to some of these cameras, they can pretty much track you.
So...
Wherever.
あのそういうドラマあるんだよアメリカに Person of Interest っていう結構面白いよ
ドラマ
Yeah そういうテレビドラマ Person of Interest I've seen some of the episodes It's about this system that the US government made to track Well basically what NSA is doing Like facial recognition and text and everything They're just monitoring everything that you're doing And then theyIn this show, they kind of... The system picks some people that could commit a crime or that could die anytime soon based on this analysis. And then some guys try to stop it.
Could die?
Like that. Yeah, could...
Oh, could be a target.
Involved in some... Yeah, could be target or could be involved in some criminal activities soon, according to all the analysis, blah, 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 みたいな感じ.
No, Iraq has actually been protesting the wiretapping that's been going on there. So the U.S. basically listens to all communication in Iraq right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're
しかもあれだよね、1ヶ月分全部あの録音してあるんだもんね。全員の通話内容が。それもすごいけどね。どんなデータの量だよっていう。しかも多分、1カ国だけじゃないから他の国もやられてるはず。I mean, Japan could be one of them too. We don't know.
Actually, it came out recently that Israel was monitoring, they were like wiretapping Clinton.
Clinton?
Yeah, Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Why? Now?
I think that's what it was. I saw it
Hillary?
Like, was it Hillary?
Why would you want to listen to Bill Clinton now? 意味ある? Hillary の方が聞いた方がいいんじゃないの?
I thought Bill was still doing stuff. Isn't he doing stuff?
being Hillary's husband. I don't know.
That's what he's the worst at. Right.
そうだね。Yeah. Monica Lewinsky さんね。
A study following 108,916 Caucasian nurses for about 20 years found that those who had five or more blistering sunburns between the age of 15 and 20 years old had a 68% higher risk for basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma, as well as an 80% increased risk for melanoma. Those with the highest cumulative UV exposure in adulthood had no increased risk for melanoma, but had a 2.35-fold and 2.53-fold increased risks for BCC and SCC of the skin.
108,916 人の白人の看護師を対象に20年間行った調査により、皮膚がんに関する新しい発見が発表されました。15歳から20歳の間に5回以上水ぶくれができるほどの日焼けをした場合、基底細胞がんになるリスクは 68% 上昇し、メラノーマになるリスクが 80% 上昇します。大人になってからの日焼けでは、基底細胞がんと有極細胞がんのリスクは2倍強上がるものの、メラノーマのなりやすさに影響はありませんでした。こういろいろな名前出てくるけど、基本的に全部皮膚がんの種類だよね。
Yep.
でメラノーマっていうね、多分これは一番みんな聞いたことあると思うけど、だから大人になってからの日焼けでメラノーマになりやすくなるってことはないってこと。
うん、
まあでも他の種類があるか、どっちにしろ気をつけなくちゃいけないのは気をつけなくちゃいけないのか。アジア人だと水ぶくれができるほどの日焼けって相当焼かないとなかなかならないよね、多分あの白人に比べたら。
Yeah, there's definitely some increased resistance there, but it's not, yeah. It's not, it's still absolutely possible.
そっか。あとあれだよね、白人の人ってこう皮膚がんのこうメラノーマとかが黒くメラニン色素がならないから、なかなか分かりにくいっていうよね。Mm. こう見つけにくい。だから顔とかにちょっとポコってなってても色がついてないから。Mm.なんか別に大したことじゃないだろうって思ってたら、実は
Yeah, skin cancer is actually really common in the States, especially among slightly older people. In places like Arizona, where it's just super hot
right,
and filled with white people. It's just
muscle だよね。気をつけないといけないよね。Yeah.
But just because you're Asian doesn't mean that you're immune to this at all. I mean, I don't get sunburnt that easily. But at least compared to my dad just gets burnt right away. It's ridiculous.
まあそうだよね。
Just instantaneous. He just, it's like a vampire, just catches on fire. He just turns red.
Papa, かわいそう。
But with white people, they're very sensitive to it.
They're,
I think they're actually kind of aware, more aware, because they're white.
いやだって痛くなっちゃうからね、すぐ真っ赤になったら。
Yeah, and you turn red right away.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But for Asian people, you're out in the sun, you don't really turn red. I feel like your skin kind of hides the redness until like the next day or something.
Yeah, yeah, そうだね。
But it's shocking to me how many of my friends just, you know, you go to the beach or something and people just get sunburned. It's like, oh.I got burnt because I was at the beach. It's like, what? That's like really dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. ね、しかもこの15歳から20歳の間に5回以上っていう、この5回っていうのもさ、なんか
That's a lot.
No. あ、水ぶくれっていう意味では、まあ確かに5年間の間に5回だもん。
Have you ever been sunburned bad enough to get blisters?
Blisters はないかな。あ、でもI think I have.
You've gotten sunburned pretty badly.
Yeah, I think I have. なんかあれはでも太陽アレルギーみたいな感じで、私なんかあんまりにも急激に長時間日焼けするとなんか痒くな、なんかラッシュができちゃうの。
Really?
それでなんか水ぶくれみたいになったから、 I don't know if that was actually from sunburn. But まあでもいるよね、すぐ水ぶくれになっちゃう。でも日本人でもいたよ、友達に。結構色白の子で、 I think we were in Boston or somewhere, and then like she got blisters all over her body and it was crazy.
Like, I know some Japanese girls that are obsessed with getting dark, They always have like
they're both
tanning
ways.
Oils and yeah, they just bake until they're super dark.
Yeah, there are two ways, right? Like 超焼きたいことをもう絶対死んでも焼きたくないみたいな、
yeah.
もうグアムとかに行っても長袖を着ますみたいな、
yeah, you go to the beach and there's like
サンバイザーに長袖に、yeah. みたいな
sitting in a tent
で傘さしてるみたいな
and then right next to them you have some ギャル what are the ギャル that get really dark?
黒ギャル?ガングロ?
Yeah, ganguro
or the
yamamba or whatever it is.
古いよ。多分もう言わないよ。今黒ギャルって言うんじゃない?多分。ガングロとか、うん、ヤマンバとかもう聞かないもん。もう流行らない。年がバレる。
I'm still saying it though.
you're probably the
only
one.
What a crazy spectrum. Like what a divide.
そうだよ。だから真っ白か真っ黒かみたいなね。
Yeah.
まあ、みんなじゃないけどね。
And both of them are really concerned about their skin.
そうだね。
Like, I really want my skin to get dark, you know, I want to get darker.
そうだね。
And the other one's like, I really want to stay light skin, I don't want to get exposed to the sun.
そうだね。
That kind of, you know, I see women riding around on their mama chari with like the arm sleeves and the sun visor.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like
yeah.
Darth Vader cruising through.
ねまあ、中にはねあの太陽アレルギーとか本当にカバーしなきゃいけない人もいるんだろうけど
Yeah, but the vast majority of these people don't have any allergic reaction to the sun. It's just this weird
It's got historical background though.
It's really bad for you. Vitamin D is so important and
そう多分その色白っていうのはもともとねそのお姫様とかお金持ちは白くて農民とかもう江戸時代とかねそのぐらいの時農民とか外で働いてる子はやっぱり日焼けしてるから真っ白い方が金持ちっていう意味で真っ白い
のに憧れっていう not just Japan you know, that's a concept that's
ね、
well、
そこから
everywhere.
多分そこが根元にあるんだと思うけどそう本当に一切日光取らないっていうのは骨とかにも良くないしねあのディプレッションとかにも
well, They've recently found that vitamin D is involved in so many more ways than we thought previously.
Yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
like over a there's over like a thousand genes that
そうそう
require.
そうなんか妊娠してるお母さんとかもそうだよね。最近本当ビタミン D の効能みたいなよく言われてるけど、だから本当オフィスにね一日中いてもうお昼ご飯も外に出れない、mm. デスクで食べてる人とかねちょっと意識してたまに日光に当たるようにしないとね。
Yeah, my mom is kind of
美白?
on a
美白
yeah, solar phobia kick, but she gets dark really fast, so she's always like,
"Oh, okay." That's why she has to be extra careful, kind of.
I don't. She just doesn't want to. She doesn't want to get dark. It's that mentality.
So okay.
If she's at the beach, she's wearing long sleeves. She's got like a towel like over her head. She just doesn't want to be in the sun.
結構めんどくさいよね、それ。
Well, it's
大変じゃない?
Yeah, yeah, just wear some sunblock.
あの、日焼け止めとかはね、ちゃんと塗らないといけないけど。これから、っていうかこれからっつうかもう暑いよね。もう
yeah,
今プール入れそうだもん。
It's so hot that I was looking at some of the temperature history.
Yeah.
To see what, how hot is it usually
yeah, yeah, yeah.
at the end of May.
Yeah.
And the average high
yeah.
temperature.
Yeah.
Is like 23, 24 degrees.
だよね、だよね。
So we're like 6-7 degrees above the average high.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうだよ。だから熊谷の人とかどうなってんのマジで。と今ここ都内でこんな暑かったらやばいよね。
Yeah. One of my friends just came.
熊谷だけ暑いじゃん。
One of my friends just came here from the Philippines.
Okay.
And was like, "Whoa, 暑い!" from the Philippines.
やばいね、
yeah.
まあでもこれ本当に真夏だもんねなんか梅雨の前とは思えないよね
Yeah, it's kind of weird to think that that hasn't happened yet
Yeah
It yeah. feels like it just
so
ended
So hot right? I know, right? Like summer already started そうだよもうな夏休みみたいな気分になってきちゃった No?
Right. Is it, 早い Had Friday off? You had Friday off and now you're like, oh, it's summer vacation.
Yay! Yeah. お話は終わりです。ね。この間て私がさ多分ポッドキャストでジェイソン・ステイサムがイケメンでさとか言ってたらさ配給会社の人が気を利かせてあのジェイソン・ステイサムの映画をくれたのね、
yeah.
で正直言ってジェイソン・ステイサムの映画って映画自体がそんな期待できるものではないじゃん。あれは彼のがこう裸で戦うところが見たいだけであって、
mm-hmm.
こうストーリーがいいわけじゃない、
まあ、ジフでいいよね
そうと思ったらジェームス・フランコ出てんの。もうその時点でちょっとあこれいい映画なんじゃないのみたいになるじゃん。 Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
If James Franco is
Wait,
in it
what is, this, what is this movie called?
Homefront っていう映画でも日本ではバトルフロントっていう名前になってて多分8月からやるみたいなんだけど James Franco and Winona Ryder and Kate Bosworth and produced by Stallone Sylvester Stallone。Isn't it crazy? I was like, 何この映画と思って見たら面白かった。びっくりした。失礼だけど。ぜひ見てみてください。
Well, what is
it? It's about this retired cop moving to this like ghetto town with his daughter to like restart his life, and then he gets mixed up with some
so this isn't
bad
out,
people.
This isn't out yet.
Not in Japan. I think it's been out in the States.It's gonna be out in August in Japan.
忘れちゃう。
まあでもね、やっぱイケメンだね。
Stay them.
やっぱり、うん。どう考えても。しかもだから彼の映画でちゃんと話が面白いっていう珍しいから、なんか新鮮だった。しかもケイト・バーズウォルスがすごいなんかすごいゲロのジャンキーの役で、結構うまかったし、ウィノナ・ライダーも久しぶりに見たなと思って。
What was her role? The last time I heard of her, wasn't she like stealing
shoplifting?
Shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck that bitch. No, kawaiso もずっと前の話だよ。She was probably having some, like, I don't know,
What?
Breakdown.
You're fucking famous, wealthy Hollywood celebrity and you're just gonna go around stealing people's shit?
No, but I think she went to jail or something, no?For that, it became huge news. でもそう、やっぱジェームス・フランコ出てるってなると急にちょっとさ、あのやる気出ない？わかる？
If you like James Franco, sure. He's cool.
Yeah, it's not that you know I like him as an like. It's not like I'm a fan or anything. It's just like I like how he picks his movies. Like he won't be in some shitty movie.
Like Spider-Man?
Well, that Spider-Man was okay. It was fun. You know?
Yeah.
あと、ジェイソン・ステイタムの映画で彼以外に有名な人が出てるのって珍しいじゃん。普通、ジェイソン・ステイタム一人で、あとみんななんか全然聞いたことない人たちみたいな。
Did they have the cheesy fight scene where his shirt comes off in the middle of the fight scene?
His shirt does not come off.
Oh, what's the
that's
point
how,
of this whole...
That's how serious this movie
you're
is.
You're wasting everyone's time with this.
No,
this shirt
is,
doesn't even
this
come off.
This is how serious... No, if Jason Statham
Last time you said that
out,
was the only, like, redeeming factor of Jason Statham.
It's only because his movies suck. But this one was actually interesting, you know? It's not just for women who just want to see his naked body just like me, myself. ちょっとイケメンだったね。ちょっと。癒されました。あと昨日あれ見たんだ私映画館で X-Men なんちゃら X-Men の後にいっぱいさほらサブタイトルあるじゃん
Oh, is it
なんちゃら Future Past?
Is that、
Whatever.
what it's called?
Yeah, yeah, it was fun. You don't like Marvel, do you?
I never really got into the X-Men thing.
Okay. Well, that was fun. That was fun. Jennifer Lawrence 出てるしShe's a good actress.
Is that the Hunger Games?
Yeah, the girl who won Oscar with that Silver Linings Playbook.
I haven't seen any movies or TV shows recently.
この間前マイケルにあれだよね、バカボンドおすすめしたんだよね。日本語勉強してる人、これ聞いてる人、ぜひ。じゃあ私も最近初めて見たんだけどさ。It's really, really, really famous here. And I think it's been translated into several languages, and I'm sure it's been...
Yeah, there's so much stuff like that. There's so much content. I've been checking out this Cowboy Bebop thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like anime, right? Not manga?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if they have manga.
They
might.
It's pretty old, no?
Yeah. I think I like Ghost in the Shell better.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mezurashii ne. Manga suki nano.
Kibishii jan, itsumo. I don't know. I haven't been watching stuff.
この間マイケルがさ病気なのでお休みしますってフェイスブックに書いたらすごい数のコメントでさみんなが元気になってねって書いてくれてたよね。
Yeah, that was nice.
超優しいね、みんな。 大丈夫なんだよね、もう。 何だったの、あれ。
I still don't know.
謎の、
Yeah.
謎の具合悪いデーだった。
Yeah, I'm gonna get that 人間ドック drive. I don't know.
Oh, いつやんの?
I'm trying to do it soon. I found a place.
Oh,
so.
もうそういうの早く行った方がいいよ。忘れる前に。ね、いっぱいいるもん、私の周りも。あ、行かなきゃ行かなきゃって言って、
You've done it,
年末。
Right?
人間ドックはないよ。定期検診みたいな健康診断はあるけど、だって普通あれじゃない?人間ドックって30から35からなんか。年齢がある、really? 別に若くてもできるけど、そのなんか推奨されてるのは多分30代からとかじゃないかな、わかんないけど。Yeah,
it wasn't like an illness, really. It didn't. It wasn't like I was. It wasn't like I had a cold or something.
Okay.
It was just like just extreme nausea and my brain wasn't working.
Maybe you're pregnant.
Yeah.Yeah, I think it was pregnant. That's probably what it was.
Okay. なんか言うことあったっけ?
Yeah, just with the transcripts, we're trying to have those released the next day.
あ、そう。
By 1 p.m. We're trying to be consistent about it, so. Because up until now, it's kind of been
by 1 p.m.
by random.
By 1 はちょっと無理じゃない?
そう。
うん、
まあ、だって10、
まあでも午後1ぐらいの感じだよね。
Around 1 p.m.
そうだから月曜と木曜にエピソードが出て、火曜と金曜の、まあ、午後1ぐらいに文字起こしが出るって感じ、だから聞きながら読みたい人で2回聞くのめんどくさい人は火曜と金曜に聞いた方がいいのかもね。ダウンロードしてから聞いた方が。
Well, just so people know, like, when it's actually.
そうだね。あ、あとね、1周年記念 T シャツ、あと、もうちょっと。
When?
like,
give some sort of an estimate.
ね、ちょっと待って。今日が何
?3 週間ぐらい。
え、そんなかかんない。
2週間。
今日何?今日も6月だよ。Oh my god。あと1週間ちょっと。まあ、来週の終わりぐらいからもう Amazon で available になるはず、yeah. ちゃんとまた出たらお知らせするけど、今回は Amazon なので Amazon のサイトに行ったらもうポチッとしたら買えるように。あと今回女の子のねサイズもあるから、女の子はちょっと襟ぐりがもうちょっと空いてる、形がちょっと違うんだよね。なのでお楽しみに。柄もねちょっとイケてるしね今回。
I showed some people the design.
Oh, yeah?
Or actually, we made one shirt. Yeah. They said it's cool.
そう、周りの人にもね、私も見せてるけど、結構、あ、いいじゃんみたいな感じ。なので、ぜひまた発表しますけど。だから多分来週の木曜日にはなんかアップデートできるはず。いや。終わり、
以上です。
以上です。木曜日また。バイ。
バイ。